As I might say back in her hometown in Louisiana, that Britney sure has changed. She walked into an L.A. hair salon on Friday and asked to have her head shaved.
And I said, well, I'm not shaving your hair off. And I tried to talk her out of it. I said, are you sure you're not having a bad day and tomorrow you'll feel differently about it? Why don't we wait a little bit? She said, no, I absolutely want it shaved off now. Next thing I know, she grabbed the buzzer and she went to the back of my salon and she was shaving off her own hair, and she actually enjoyed shaving off her own hair.
Next stop was a tattoo parlor where she pulled her low-rise jeans a little lower and also explained the hairstyle, sort of.
She basically just said that she was tired of having things plugged into it and she didn't want anybody to touch her, tired of people touching her, that sort of thing. It seemed like she's kind of sick of it all, whatever it all is.
People magazine reports that Spears checked herself into a rehab facility this week, but checked out a day later. A spokesman for Spears has not answered CNN's request for comment. The 25-year-old has two young children and filed for divorce last November. Lately, she's been turning weird behavior into an art form.
She hosted New Year's Eve at Pure Nightclub, and, you know, there were reports that she collapsed. So she sort of started out on that note, and it's really just continued. She's been out almost every night. A lot of partying for somebody with two small children.
The only emotion she showed was when she said, my mom's going to be really upset, and she got teary-eyed. And I think her mom should maybe get a hold of her little girl. I think she needs her family.
Spears hasn't had a hit record in 3 years, but she doesn't necessarily need the money. Forbes has estimated her net worth at $100 million. Peter Viles for CNN, Los Angeles.